Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Tell me something, ladies. Have you remembered to place Kroger quality beef at the very top of today's shopping list? Well, don't forget it, because Kroger quality beef is a perfect main dish for vigorous appetites these winter days. Yes, you'll very definitely want to treat your family to a delicious Kroger quality beef steak or roast. And what a grand treat it'll be. Kroger quality beef is tasty and tender and brimming with flavorful rich juices. And you can get all that wonderful goodness because Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. Another thing, Kroger quality beef is priced for downright economy. It's a thrifty buy, a tasty buy, and you'll want to take advantage of it just as soon as you can. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. And remember, it's an exclusive Kroger feature. The only place you can buy Kroger quality beef is at your Kroger store. And don't forget this. Kroger quality beef is the very best beef available on the market today. Be sure to get some soon as you can. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Last night, Penny Gibbs saw the mysterious Mr. Blake, and it seems that in her job for Mrs. Carlton, Penny is trying to get some important information from him. But he is reluctant to part with it without payment in advance. The next morning, Penny says to young Nora Williams...
Nora?
Yes, Miss Gibbs?
I want to warn you again not to say anything about that telephone conversation last night.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. You don't have to worry about
it. Oh, I do. I can't help it. I was a fool to talk to Mrs. Carlton on the phone about it. I should have waited until this morning and gone and seen her.
Well, you're going to see her now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
When will you be back?
I don't know, Nora. Probably not till this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
I have several things to do in town after I see Mrs. Carlton. Why?
Oh, no reason. I just wanted to know.
Nora.
Yes?
You're going to keep your promise about that phone call, aren't you?
I didn't hear what you were saying, Miss Gibbs, only just that little bit. You mentioned a Mr. Blake. That's all I heard.
Well, that's almost enough.
Is it? Well, I don't know why. I don't know anyone in Rossville whose name is Blake.
You don't?
No.
Well, you know why, don't you?
No. Is there a reason?
A very good reason. There is no one in Rossville named Blake, Nora. At least no one I've ever heard of.
So?
So. Anyone you told about a Mr. Blake would be more than a little curious about who he was and where he is and why I'm seeing him. Now, do you see why it's important that you don't even mention the name Blake to anyone?
Yes, I guess so.
No, you don't understand, Nora. I can tell that. But believe me, it's very important, and you won't tell anyone, will you?
I've practically forgotten I even heard the phone conversation, Miss Gibbs.
Well, then you did hear it. All of it.
Oh, crickets, no, just that little bit. Just the part about a man named... I'll pretend I've even forgotten the man's name, too.
Oh, good. I'll be back this afternoon, Nora. If you want anything, just call the store. They'll send it up.
Oh, I won't be wanting anything, Miss Gibbs. I have everything I need.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Gibbs.
Construction Company. Good morning.
I'd like to speak to Mr. John Keith, please.
Speaking?
Mr. Keith?
Yeah?
Oh, Mr. Keith, this is Nora.
Who?
Nora Williams. You know, I work for Miss Gibbs.
Oh, yes. I've never talked to you on the phone. I didn't recognize your voice.
Oh.
What can I do for you, Nora?
Well, maybe I shouldn't be making this phone call at all, but... And maybe it's a bad thing to do, but... I'm scared, Mr. Keith.
Afraid of what?
Of what Miss Gibbs is doing. Oh, I know it's not any of my business, and I even promised her I wouldn't tell, but... Well, I think it's better if I break a promise than if Miss Gibbs is in trouble.
Well, I think you're right, Nora. I don't think promises should be broken either, but... Well, sometimes we have to do things we don't like to do. Now, what's the trouble?
Well, Crickets, I hate to ask you this, Mr. Keith, but I don't think I ought to tell you about it over the phone.
Oh, I see.
So, could you maybe come here and let me tell you? I'm alone and I can't leave the baby.
Well, sure, Nora. I'll be right over.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Keith. I'll be...
What's that noise I hear, Nora?
Oh, the doorbell. Probably a delivery man.
Oh. Well, see you in a few minutes. I'm leaving the office right away.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, crickets, the way some people ring doorbells. What do you want?
Hello, Nora.
Daddy.
What are you going to do, bawl me out?
Oh, I thought it was some fresh delivery boy trying to make me mad by ringing the doorbell too much.
Well, it's your fresh father instead. Am I invited in?
Oh, crickets, yes. Oh, how's the farm?
Great. We're really doing things out there, Nora. You won't recognize it as the same old place next time you see it.
Oh, I'm coming out weekend after next, I think. Is that all right?
I wish you were out there with me all the time, Nora. You'd love the place now. It's just the way you've always wanted it. Not run down and fallen apart, not overgrown with weeds, not cluttered with rocks and stumps, but a beautiful place. Neat, almost shining. And come spring, the fields are going to be beautiful.
Oh, golly. Freddie says you're going to build a silo this spring.
And a beauty, too.
Oh, I love silos. They make farms look like castles.
Well, hope you'll be the princess in that castle one of these days.
I hope so. Oh.
Hey, did that womanly sigh come out of my baby daughter?
I'm your daughter, Daddy, but I'm not a baby anymore.
No, you're not. Obviously not.
Oh, do you mean it, Daddy? You don't think I'm a baby anymore?
Darling, I wish you were a baby. I never wanted you to grow up, and I don't want you to be grown up now, but you are just the same. But I guess I can't complain. Growing up is the only thing you've ever done that I didn't want you to do.
Well, that's silly, Daddy. Everybody grows up. They can't help it.
No, growing up and growing old are two things we do because we have to do it.
I'm glad I'm growing up, Daddy. Is that bad?
No, it's not bad, especially if you have a reason for wanting to be grown up. Do you?
Crickets, Daddy, I don't know. I don't know which came first, the reason I want to be grown up or being grown up.
What's the reason, dear?
You laugh at me, Daddy.
No, I won't, because I think I know what it is, and I don't think it's anything to laugh at all.
You're angry about it?
Angry? No. A little shocked because it's come so soon, but I'm happy about it. I think he's a fine boy.
Oh, Daddy, you do like Freddie, don't you?
I certainly do, and you do too, don't you?
I don't know, Daddy. That's the awful part about it. I don't know whether I like him or hate him or what. Is that funny?
No, it's just so natural.
Oh, but it's awful. It's like being hot and cold all at the same time, and being happy and sad all at the same time, which you just can't be.
Yes, you can, darling. You've run across a new emotion, love. You don't know how to treat it yet, what to do with it. It hasn't yet been given its proper place with the emotions you already have.
Oh.
It's pleasant unpleasantness, isn't it?
I don't know. It's not the way it is in storybooks.
Well, storybook love and real love are two different things, darling.
But does it work out all right the way it does in books?
No, it doesn't, Nora. And I want you to prepare yourself for the possibility that yours might not work out. It's the first love that's the worst and deepest, the hardest to root out of your system if and when it dies. Be ready for unhappiness, the like of which you've never known before. Be ready for it, and you may avoid it.
I'm ready for it, Daddy. I'm ready for it now. Maybe that's why I'm all mixed up. I'm happy because I feel the way I do, and sad because I know I may be hurt. But isn't there any way of knowing what'll happen?
No way at all, darling. What happens from here on is entirely up to Freddie.
Well, do you think that Freddie, well...
Do I think that Freddie loves you?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Do you think he does?
Well, I know he likes me a lot, but I don't know whether or not he thinks I'm just super.
You are just super, little girl.
Well, Daddy, how can I make Freddie think so?
By just being you, being yourself, and letting him see you as yourself. Don't deceive him by pretending to be something you aren't. If he loves you for what you aren't, he won't love you when the sham is off and he sees you for what you are. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, Daddy, I do.
If you do, darling, I think you do. You're indeed a grown woman, very much an adult in spite of your mere 17 years. If those of us two or three times your age were half as wise, there'd be less heartache in this broken-hearted world.
Coming!
Hello, Nora.
Oh, Mr. Keith. Come in.
Thank you. Still alone?
Well, yes. Daddy was here a little while ago, but he left.
Oh, sorry I missed him. I'd like to meet you, Father.
Well, I asked him to wait, but he couldn't. And then I thought that maybe it was just as well, because I guess he shouldn't hear what I want to tell you.
Oh. Well, Nora, I'm wondering if I should hear it.
Crickets, Mr. Keith, I don't know either. I was thinking about it while I was waiting for you, and, well, it is breaking a promise.
Well, maybe a promise it should be broken, Nora. Come on, let's sit down and decide what you should do, huh?
All right.
There we are.
Oh, would you like some coffee or something, Mr. Keith?
No, no, thanks, Nora. Now, just give me a little hint of what this is all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's about a telephone call Miss Gibbs made to Mrs. Carlton.
Something you overheard?
Yes, but just a little bit of it.
But enough to upset you?
No, it wasn't the phone call that upset me. Crickets, it didn't make any sense at all. It was Miss Gibbs that upset me so.
Why?
Well, she was so nervous about it and so scared that I'd heard what she was talking about.
Oh. Well, Nora, I think you'd better tell me all you know about this.
And break a promise?
Well, it won't be as if you were breaking a promise, Nora.
It won't?
No. You see, it's just as obvious to me as it is to you that Penny's into something a little too deep for her. And, well, that she's in trouble, or heading for trouble, and she knows it. And she doesn't know what to do about it.
Oh, I see.
It may even be that she wants to ask someone for help, but she's afraid to.
Well, you mean you think that if we offered to help her, she'd accept?
Well, I think she would, probably, with great relief.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what do you know about that phone conversation, Nora?
Well, the man's name was Blake.
Blake?
Yes, that's all. I didn't hear her mention his first name.
Blake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't seem to know anyone in Rossville named Blake, and I know practically everyone in town.
Well, Miss Gibbs said he doesn't belong in Rossville.
Oh, I see. Well, why was his name mentioned?
Because Miss Gibbs was meeting him.
Where?
Well, she didn't say where. Crickets, the part of the conversation I heard sounded almost like in the movies when bad people talk to each other in code. Miss Gibbs said very little, and I could tell Mrs. Carlton wasn't saying much either.
Well, maybe there isn't much for them to say anymore. Maybe from now on, action takes the place of words. And maybe some of that action had better be ours.
Is it going to be a help or hindrance to Penny that Nora has told Johnny Keefe about the strange Mr. Blake? And just why is Penny so upset about what she's doing for Mrs. Carlton? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Say, Mother, don't wrinkle your forehead like that. Why, it's easy to choose a main dinner dish for tonight everyone will enjoy. Serve beef, Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your evening meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can forget your what-to-have-for-dinner blues and serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. Now, your local announcer.